This is the Small Business Radio Network, your small business resource. I'm Ron Johnson. It's been a year since thousands of businesses were shut down or destroyed after hurricanes devastated the Gulf Coast. Small companies lost billions in the aftermath of the largest natural disaster in U.S. history. More than $2.3 billion in SBA disaster loans were made to about 22,000 companies in the region. Those companies now face the challenge of rebuilding. Some may never reopen. Business disasters can occur at any time and any place. It's a good idea to have an emergency plan before the disaster hits. With me today is Lori Adamo, president of Code Red Business Continuity Service in Cranston, Rhode Island. It's good to have you with us, Lori.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
Lori, how does a business owner develop a disaster preparedness plan?
Well, business owners should start by identifying the company's internal and external vulnerabilities. Look at the external risks such as flooding or wind damage. Is your business in a floodplain or is it located in an area where tornadoes or hurricanes can occur? Historical data will help you in your internal review. Frequency of power outage, violent behavior, or any other high-risk activities that may have been documented are very helpful. Create your disaster plan with the aim of mitigating those risks. Develop plans to remain in operation if your office, plant, or store is unusable. Store in multiple locations and keep accessible a current list of critical phone numbers, your employees, vendors, suppliers. Identify your critical functions and make sure you know how to keep them operational after the event. The plan will provide a roadmap of how to operate your business during and after a crisis. You will then want to test the plan to make sure it works for you. Test to find the failure so you can fix them before the real event occurs.
Where can a business owner get more information on developing a disaster plan?
There's a couple of different areas. The Institute for Business and Home Safety is a great resource for small business owners. They're open for Business Toolkit, provides a blueprint for developing a disaster preparedness plan. You can visit them on www.ibhs.org and click on Open for Business. Also, Code Red Business Continuity Services would be more than happy to answer any questions your listeners may have. You can find us by going to the link on the SBA's website at www.sba.gov and click on the Disaster Preparedness link.
What insurance tips would you give a business owner?
Well, the first thing business owners should do is review their coverage. Make sure that you know what is and isn't covered. For instance, most business owners don't know that basic hazard insurance doesn't cover flood damage. The National Flood Insurance Program provides current coverage to property owners, and you can get more information on that at www.floodsmart.gov. And when shopping for insurance, think about property damage and the loss of revenue, as well as the extra expenses that arise while the business is shut down.
Should entrepreneurs consider business interruption insurance?
Business interruption insurance can be as important as fire insurance. According to the Institute for Insurance Information, business interruption insurance is not sold separately, but added to a property insurance policy or included in a package policy. Business interruption insurance compensates you for lost income if your company has to vacate the premise because of a disaster. It covers the profits you would have earned based on your financial records if the disaster had not occurred. It also covers operating expenses like electricity that can continue even though the business is temporarily shut down. A good disaster plan may help lessen the impact of the disruption, which can lead to a cost savings for out-of-pocket expenses related to recovery as well.
Thousands of business owners found their vital records destroyed after last year's hurricane. How should these records be protected?
Business owners should make backup copies of critical records and store them at remote off-site locations. The farther away, the better. Documents and CDs should be stored in fireproof safe deposit boxes or any other disaster-resistant locations. Another good idea is to send backup data to a trusted third-party office who can make sure you have your data where you need it.
What's the first thing business owners should do after the disaster strikes?
Well, they should work to get their critical functions up and running, which are usually tied to direct profit for the company. You will need your pre-identified critical staff to bring these business functions back to normal. This is also the time to put those communications plans in place, the plan you developed before the disaster hit. utilizing a list of phone numbers, email addresses you've developed for the suppliers, your insurance carriers, creditors, employees, customers, and local media, utility companies, and all the appropriate emergency response and recovering agencies should be updated frequently by a key employee. Appoint a spokesperson to get the word out that your business is still open. Rumors can certainly hurt a business when people don't know what's going on. And reassure customers and creditors by informing them of the steps of your company that they're taking to stay in business.
And the last question I have for you today, Lori, what about ways to protect the building and the property inside?
Incorporate tangible safeguards such as fencing, night lighting, video surveillance, and protection devices. If you own the building where you do business, upgrades can be made to the property based on the hazards in your area. For instance, if you live in part of the country where windstorms occur, consider installing impact-resistant windows and doors. Make sure the roof can weather a storm, and in the case of an approaching hurricane, cover the computers, inventory, and other equipment with waterproof tarpaulins. Make sure you contact your local municipality to understand evacuation routes and accessible shelters. Get items off the floor, and it's always a good idea to assess the impact a natural disaster would have on your facility and then take the steps to prevent possible future damage.
Recovery starts before the disaster hits. The key is to have a good plan that protects you, your employees, and your business while keeping your company functional during the rebuilding process. For more information on disaster preparedness, visit our website at www.sba.gov/disaster. I'd like to thank our guest, Lori Adamo of Code Red Business Continuity Service, for sharing these valuable tips on disaster preparedness for business owners. And that's it for another edition of SBA's Radio Network. I'm Ron Johnson.